pushing forward with a majority. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. Albeit a narrow majority, last night the Fox News decision desk projected a win in Nevada for Senate Democrat Catherine Cortez Masto. Her victory over Republican Adam Laxalt cements Democratic control.
The election shows that our democracy will survive and the American people will vote for a party, in this case the Democratic Party, that tries to preserve that democracy, not undermine it.
Senator Chuck Schumer now positioned to remain majority leader. Control of the lower chamber of Congress has yet to be determined, although Republicans appear poised to retake it. Today, House freshmen who won last week or are on track to win will start arriving in Washington for orientation. We still don't have a winner in the Arizona governor's race. Democrat Katie Hobbs is leading, but Republican Carrie Lake made gains last night. The U.S. doesn't want competition or conflict with China. That's the message President Biden plans to convey when he sits down with his Chinese counterpart tomorrow in Indonesia. That's according to National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. Today in Cambodia, the president met with the leaders of Japan and South Korea.
Japan and the Republic of Korea are both critical allies of the United States.
The president is now headed to Bali for the G20 summit. Six people have just been confirmed dead following a mid-air collision at an air show in Dallas. This woman was on the ground.
They were so close that you could see, like, the American flag on the planes. They were beautiful planes. It's horrible that it ended this way.
The planes burst into flames after falling from the sky. No one on the ground was hurt. Federal investigators are heading to the scene. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A victory lap for Senate Democrat Mark Kelly of Arizona. He spoke to supporters yesterday after winning re-election.
No one party has a monopoly on good ideas or the support of voters.
Kelly called for unity and urged Arizonans to let go of the conspiracies of the past. Kelly was challenged by Republican Blake Masters, who was endorsed by former President Trump and believes the 2020 election was stolen. Millions of dollars are being poured into an undecided Senate race in Georgia.
This race is heating up. Republicans pretty much have all hands on deck to try to get Herschel Walker to a victory over incumbent Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock in what is expected to be yet another tight Senate runoff race.
Fox's Charles Watson says a super PAC linked to Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is spending $2 million on the runoff. Fox News has confirmed that a super PAC tied to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is spending $4 million to run a new ad for 1 week against Walker. It's that time of year when a freshly cut Christmas tree arrives in New York City.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Well, not exactly. It's been in the upper 60s in Manhattan, and the decorations aren't out. But the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree arrived this weekend. A crane hoisted the 82-foot, 14-ton Norway spruce into place. Workers will attach 50,000 lights and a Christmas star with 3 million crystals. The tree will be lit up on November 30th.
Sure, it's Christmas.
Roger Stern, Fox News.
And I'm Pam Husso. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.